Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, April 15, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Angola, where missionary and relief workers are concerned about a disease. It's called the Marburg virus. World Vision's John Yale is in Angola and says of the 233 reported cases, 210 died. Because of Angola's remoteness, it's difficult to know how bad it is. But one thing's for sure, health workers have been affected.
Many of the health workers involved have died because it's a very contagious disease, and so because the health workers come in direct contact with the victims, they are easily exposed, and then, like I said, there's no cure.
The lethal virus causing fever and circulatory collapse is the worst ever recorded. The hopelessness, though, is giving Christians a chance to help more than physically.
It's a time when Christians can share their faith. It's a time when the churches can become involved to assist, although being so contagious and so deadly, the disease, it is very difficult for people to engage.
And a special gathering in Latin America is geared toward encouraging the church. Grace Ministries International's Jim Ollenkamp says their teams from Bolivia, Brazil, Costa Rica, Curacao, Puerto Rico, and Uruguay are meeting this week in Bolivia for a special Latin leadership conference.
We want our nationals and our missionaries to know that there are other people working in the general vicinity that have some of the same kind of concerns and some of the same challenges, and I think it'll help them to appreciate what they're going through, that they're not going through it alone.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this station. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.